Greetings. Hi, my name is Mark Levy, and I was a student of Ted Green. I studied with him in the 70s and when I was a teenager, and then again in the 90s. I taped every session, every lesson in the 90s. I studied with him for about three and a half years, somewhere between 91 and 94, 95, and I taped every lesson, and I'm more than happy to share them with you. Please realize that they're totally unedited and clearly for non-commercial educational use only. And I hope you learn something from this great, great teacher and guitarist and person. And realize I'm just an enthusiastic student, so I probably ask a lot of dumb questions, but you see what a patient man he is with me. So anyway, enjoy and thank you.
He's in a blues band, Arthur Lee, or Arthur Adams is his name.
He's not the same guy who was in Love a million years ago.
No, Arthur. His name's Arthur Adams, not Lee. Jim Groffel, bass player.
That sounds kind of funny.
Yeah, I think you've met him. Or he said he's played with you some weddings or something a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago. I've known him since junior high. Buddy of mine, bass player.
Upright player and electric.
Upright and electric, yeah.
Yeah, I think I played Cheryl's wedding a couple years ago.
Oh, maybe. She played with Cheryl. Yeah, she used to play with Cheryl. Right.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, busy as a gigging musician, you know. So what street... Oh, you know what I'm reading right now? Rhythm Oil? Rim Oil, or...
Who's the composer?
It's the book. It's a... A Journey Through the South and music. Like, he's just finished talking about Beale Street in Memphis.
That's exciting.
Yeah, Memphis, what a town, man.
Is it really?
They wanted, you know, it had the plague and stuff, I mean, on the 1800s and washed out, and then you had that Crump guy.
I'm real unfamiliar.
Yeah, he was like the...
New Orleans, I know, but not Memphis.
Yeah, he was like the strong mayor, strong arm mayor, controlled the prostitution and stuff. And then when World War II came, they closed all of it down because they were afraid of with the army stuff, boys and stuff. But he just talked about, you know, Sun Records a little bit and Count Basie and stuff like that along through there.
I've got a lot of groovy books like that to get to. There's one called Going to Kansas City. It's all about the Kansas City jazz. Here's where Bird grew up. A lot of books on Basie and those cats, man.
Yeah.
It's exciting music.
Wow, what a time.
But I must say, I like it after World War II even. The real, right before rock, it was just like the greatest, simplest, bluesy R&B.
In the shop?
40s. Well, just 40s. Man. Mm-hmm. I guess 40s is it. Early 50s, too.
What was characteristic about it, musically?
Like, it might have a lot of riffs that are really appealing at any tempo. Like right here, you might have...
I don't like burners. I like that. I like that. I live in that feel a lot.
You might have a whole section.
Yeah. Like the whole horn section, and they go.
I mean, just so groovy melodically.
And
when the tempos
go
up.
Way back.
Yeah, it's way back. When the tempos get there, they still are riff oriented somehow, a lot of that music. Basie's band. Basie's is great for that. You know,
that's
if you've
cool.
heard that, I don't know if you.
Yeah, it is. I have a lot of Basie with. I have Joe Turner with him.
Love Joe Turner.
Yeah.
Crazy about that.
I think I have Sinatra with him too.
Well,
yes.
That's much later. That's at the Sands and all that.
Yeah.
That's a great live.
I mean, these are LPs that I got at Record Surplus.
Have you listened at all to Louis Jordan yet, Louis Jordan?
I've read a lot about him.
You're in for a treat.
He was the big R&B. He was real popular.
Yeah, so you're going to enjoy it very much. It's jump blues, which is what early rock, when you hear Don't Knock the Rock. You've seen this film on cable TV, Don't Knock the Rock. Yeah, before you leave tonight, you should see. I mean, it's not time to leave anyway, but I should probably. I mean, I have it queued up in my machine. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could quickly show you. Mm-hmm. Early rock was really something, man. I mean, it really sounds like Jump Blues.
Mm-hmm.
It's real dynamic, and it's real bluesy. And
like T-Bone's got some great stuff.
T-Bone's music is great, man. That's that kind of stuff. Do you have that Imperial collection?
Yeah.
Next no, I am. Is the Mosaic collection.
I got the Mosaic.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I love it.
That's serious.
I love the Mosaic.
They're a great
collection. What was happening then? I mean, him, and then there was Oakland Blues or something with, who was one of the guys? There were several guys I keep reading. There was, evidently, there was a good scene going up there, too.
I forgot something. Well, Ray was in Seattle shortly thereafter.
Right.
And down in Texas, he had a bunch of cats. Guitar Slim.
Mm-hmm. So how could I study that music more or play that music? What?
If you listened to it
mm-hmm.
and stopped the tapes and mm-hmm. just study the melodies,
mm-hmm.
just get those melodies totally inside of you. And so you see them a little bit in a few places
right.
on the board, and then just try to let them come out as the top notes as mm-hmm. you're going. If you hear a melody that you've heard,
just swing it.
You just got to bring those melodies up.
Mm-hmm.
If they're there, some of them are just not possible.
Right.
I mean, those kind of things, you can...
Is it all pretty much around a 1-4-5?
I'm talking about more of a basic... I'm not talking about Charlie Parker charts right. for jazz. If a lot of it comes out of those boogie-woogie things in terms of the bottom, mm-hmm. the bottom will take care of itself quite a bit. You can bring a little bit of middle 50s jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Play the long chains. If you hear these kind of melodies enough, Mark, you're just going to not be able to stand. I finally started to do it, I don't know what point in my life, where I was trying to get those melodies out of my fingers. You're going to do, I can tell you, you like the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to just find, you say, I must put it over the chord.
Right.
So it happens naturally if you've heard the music a lot.
You just
bathe
play.
In it. Just bathe.
I see it.
You bring it to the instrument.
I play a little bit, but nowhere near as full as that. I just have to work on fullness of movement of, you know, the bottom.
It's not always full, man.
Right.
You saw me go into this little chords. Even a two-note chord, mm-hmm. the melody is attractive. If you just say, here's your one. Mm-hmm. No, I'm okay in A flat if you're okay that way mm-hmm. tonight. So if you hear.
Sure.
There's the five.
Sure.
You're staying there. Can't get back here.
Mm-hmm.
Could have anticipated it and put it there in case I did want to get back up there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't do that because I was being lazy mentally.
Mm-hmm.
I should have said 3, 6, 2.
Mm-hmm. So what if like you were working your gig on Friday night, you feel like taking a brush, I go, hey, Ted, play some blues, man. What, would you pick a song or improvise or just
do what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Try and get the sound, if the sound's right. Like right now, at this volume, I actually like the sound.
Yep.
because I can hear the bass real well.
What's with that guitar?
For not being tuned down, it seems adequate. You don't think about it. Gee, it's too bad Portet's not tuned down.
No, not at all.
The plinkiness, I think you just have to live with. These are light strings. They're not super bad. It's not offensive to you, I hope.
No, absolutely not. And what's your feeling about going off on a little like solo line here too? Interlude too.
I'll do it if the tempo's different. If this tempo, well, actually, I want a question and answer.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm back.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I would do at this tempo. I do that if I'm really feeling comfortable. Sometimes I worry that I'm going to bore people if I go off too long on what I like with blues. If they're sitting there and they paid their money, because I could go on for like 50 courses. I get hooked on it.
Right.
I really get hooked on it. If you're playing a faster tempo, single lines, say it's even just here. Now it's time for a new key. It's pretty mad. Just that tempo there, it's cool for lines.
Highway, it's a highway. Is that Route 66 or something?
Yeah, sorry. No, I'm just, I'm not happy with that. Let's try B natural. Let's try. Ooh, this is satisfying. This is usually is.
Okay, you went 4-4 minor briefly.
I did. That's a Gershwinism. Your ears are really getting happening now.
4 minor, I got picked. I play that a lot. I grab that.
I'm so happy. That's a very good, encouraging sign. For your ear growth. That was one of the first things I could do too.
Hit the 4 minor.
In the jazz world, yes. Learn to hear that. So here's this B thing. Sometimes I just get into the rhythmic feel, by the way. It's what my tune I call Walking with Wes.
That's cool. Because that's great.
Something like
that. That's very, yeah, that's cool. You wrote that together, that's great.
It's kind of, I wrote it down for a guy once, he said he lost it, but I Xeroxed one for myself, so I have it somewhere.
You gotta keep your originals.
Yeah. So the ups of that, and solo lines, oh yeah, the triplet western, if you ask me about the lines. At that tempo, that's so natural.
Yeah. Okay,
that was the
altered five.
You altered
actually
one.
I think were you doing a flat 2, sharp 11?
Of the 4 chord. Beautiful on that flat 2-ness. It's just not of the key.
Oh, okay.
It's flat 2 of the next chord.
Okay.
Which is the same as altered 5 of the next chord.
That's okay.
But all of that is in the key still, so 1.
Right.
That's like flat,
cool.
Sharp 4
yes.
Going into there.
Yes.
Yeah. I see it as altered 5, altered 1-7.
Right, okay.
If I'm in the mood for that. Many times I do see it as that sharp 4.
What makes you differ, just how you just see it?
Let me think about which factor I would read if I didn't. I just was untrammeled. I just went. I definitely see it as the the other root, the alternative dominant.
Right.
I love how it vibes with a new root. In approach chord blues, I won't. I'll see more like. I'll see a lot of flats. I don't want those flat twos as much.
Right.
I love the deeper bass sound. But for just hanging on a root tone, just a splash underneath a nice chord, It's different, and I like these Debussy and Roots, these unaltered
Sharp 11. Psychonauts, you're just taking a little detour and then back into the
four. It's smart too, and fits the jazz theory so cogently and nicely, a fast-step approach. So, one, five. I'm not doing the four chord in bar two because it makes me feel good to leave it out sometimes. If we do go there, no, it's like giving it away too soon. Sometimes I get in the mood not to do that. We could have used that flat minor.
Right. That's cool. Then right into the four as a preparatory to the four.
That was it.
Another I saw using more whole tone stuff.
Sure.
Like can I, like going, where you... Like, okay, let's say you're in A-flat?
I was in B.
B. No?
No, it's interesting. I like it. It's,
but coming off this, off this thing.
Yeah, I'll buy it. Wes liked it. He used whole tone. It's pretty cool, man.
I don't know whether I put it in the right spot, but I'm saying off of that altered, off of the sharp, I'm finding off the sharp, I'm using that as a sharp five, a sharp, be flat nine, sharp five sound, right?
Well, the whole tone scale will give you a nine, sharp five, nine, flat five.
Okay.
It's just the way it is.
So it sort of fits, if you can put it there.
Yeah, it's pretty wild and weird, wacky.
It's hard to make fit, huh? Some guys make it fit better. Is that because they altered a little bit, or...?
Most guys don't use whole tone in jazz, believe it or not. It's seldom used. It's like harmonic minor. It's only a myth in books. You just don't hear a lot of...
Right.
I'm sorry, that's just not jazz. That's a great music, but...
Yeah.
They say, well, yeah, on the two chord and the five, one, but the hit players don't do it. They just don't. On the two, if they use those same notes, they're not giving this away so often because that's coming up in the next chord. And on this, they send those belly dancers home to wait for the evening to be done.
They wait for a horn player, man, when it gets done.
That's it. I'm Mr. Embouchure, so. But they want this baby uptown. This is the modern sound. That's 50 years since
Bob. Still is, you think?
Yeah, since Bob. This is still a modern sound in the sense
the sharp five.
It's not going away. The human love that sound. So many of us still love those sounds. It's real different than... Not many of us love those sounds anymore. You could make a case for a funny cartoon where it's real appropriate and stuff. It needs a lot of help in the bottom or something. This sound... I'm not making it up, but we can tell. We just don't, we're not as crazy about that. There's a lot of drive in the bottom, but this just still sounds a bit in our ears.
Yeah.
It helps if there's a lot of color in the chords. I mean, the wave of the voice really matters. So. Let me get back to something else.
Again, that approach.
We have single lines.
You know.
There's a four.
Nice, right.
There's a four minor. That's the melodic minor. That fits more like this sound than this sound.
Right.
Also fits the four overtone, flat seven overtone, the Lydian domino. This is, again,
that's sweet. Flat seven?
Yeah, it could be. With a sus?
Yeah, that's great. What does that replace up like of the six?
Four minor.
Okay.
You can play a four minor six chord, like an E minor six in the key of B.
Right.
All you do is add A in the bass, you got A9.
Right. So that opens, and you're saying that opens all those sounds.
Yeah, natural third in the chord. Suspended 4/11. Beautiful. Sharp 11. Sharp 11. Sounds good seventh. With without the third, and also sounds great with the third. Both of them are super nice. So when you play in your lines.
That's cool.
That was.
That's way cool.
Thanks. This is. Let me see now.
On the flat seven?
No, I'm sorry. This is one. Bar five is the moment. Bar four, pardon me, is the moment of truth. Before we get there, in bar four, if we're in B, we're going to put in an F Lydian dominant or overtone sound there.
F?
A nice F sharp minor with the B.
Okay, good.
At least halfway through. It could have been.
Right before four.
And that's where I went.
Which was. Okay. Okay. Okay.
This is a hard one to see, man. I'm still scuffling with this one. The third finger's across from the root. Now I'm seeing flat seven, nine.
Flat seven?
Sharp 11.
On the sharp four.
Yes, indeed.
I see.
Okay. Here's our.
Yep. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
So Yeah, that's going to be the four.
Okay.
So before you enter there, flat seven, nine, sharp 11, 13. Is right off of this root, this lid.
Okay.
Sounds like E flat if you get lost in there, but then that isn't what's going on.
That's nice, that's sweet.
It's just a strange phenomenon. So. But it's also F7. Mr. Debussy visits. I know. Not altered, remember, on the half-step approach chords, sharp 4 isn't going to be altered. It won't have a sharp 5 in it. It'll have, as a first choice, we're going to use natural nights. We're going to use the overtone series.
Right.
Which has got it hanging out there for us on that.
I see. Okay, gotcha.
So we play. That's right off the F7. But this root spoils the effect. We don't need those roots. Let the bass part play.
I got the idea. I think that's really good. Is just to sort of prep the four.
Is that prep the four. Thank you.
Is that
so then, yeah, it's perfect. Then we get to the four. Use natural 11. Sharp 11. No 11. And just skip over it and say, how is it? That funky raised 9.
That's cool. That's so cool. Is that your scale of the week, Ted?
That's my scale of the decade. I always love the scale, but I'm starting to get upset with myself about not having organized, so I'm running material out. It's just time.
Good.
To teach it to people.
All right.
To leave it. I always thought, well, that'll be my one thing I'll hold back, man. It's my own thing. You know, selfish side of me. I said, don't hold back anything anymore, man. Just put it all out.
Cut it. Yeah,
it's like my own little. I said, you're giving everything away. I have a friend that is your own little gem, but that's a stupid part of human nature, man. We don't need to do that too much of
well,
that.
Well, you know, okay. I don't know.
It's okay if people are paying you, if they're having a nice attitude, to just give whatever you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it's true that an artist or a person who performs, you know, say you or I perform in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
If we do the same stuff too much, or if we overexpose mm-hmm. ourselves, that ain't so good either. That's a slightly well, related subject.
Yeah, I have a view of it. If you want to, I think. It's sort of all public domain, it already exists, it's all there, but at the same time, no one can do it like you. And that's my feeling. Meaning that sound, the way you express it, and the way you do it, I don't think anyone can do it like you.
Each person is individualistic. Yeah, we're all going to do it our own way. Right. There's no doubt there.
But all that sound is there, man. It's like...
It's just the ownership problem, you know? It's like you write a tune. No, but I mean, if you write a tune, it's just set up. It's not a bad side of capitalism mm-hmm. that you're allowed to reap the fruits. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's not hurting others.
No.
It would be more saintly if you said, well, I wish not to own it. All funds from this will be equally distributed to all those who need it the most. You're just not all saints
no.
yet. That would
no.
be a great thing, though.
But, yeah, I mean, difference in writing and a craft, and not it's not a question of selling and stuff. It's the question of... should be expressed and put out.
Yeah,
the
that person feels it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you say, hey, there's no room for guarding. Just show people. I mean, mm-hmm. if somebody asks you, you show them if the situation's right.
Sure.
And we don't keep any secrets that way. And it's,
well,
it's true, some people misuse that information. Right. It's like, oh, yeah. I already know that. Show me something.
Unfortunately.
You forgot how long you had to work for something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the minority of folks.
Well, I would do it on, the most important thing is to do what makes you feel good.
That's true too.
And generally, again, I've found what usually makes me feel the best is when I give.
So that takes care of the whole gym.
Yeah, because I always sort of feel a bummer when if I have to hoard something and say, hey, I'm not just talking music, but it's my popsicle. I'm not letting no one knows this except me. Bummer. I need to tell someone.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it?
Hasn't it?
Yeah, it works in our favor. This is one of the ways, it's like in some ways nature doesn't lie right. Like you finally know enough to live pretty well, mm-hmm. harmoniously, then it's time to check out.
Yeah.
But in this way, it's good. It's like that which makes you feel the best is also best for your fellow creatures in many ways if they don't abuse it. Which they seldom do if you're a person they already care about. They don't want to hurt you.
Yeah, well, but, and if they do, got no control over that, man. You know, they're just on a different road right now, and maybe they'll get it, maybe they won't. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't believe, in some respects, that, like, this, they say that everything in God's world is exactly how it should be. Because I believe that He, or whoever it is, gives us the power of choices. We make these decisions, man. And it's like, you know, if I decide to accidentally chop off my left hand, it's not like, well, that's God's will because I was, you know,
if you're
irresponsible
careless,
or careless, you know. God, make decisions. And people, you're right. Not everyone's saintly and nice and cool and happy. There's a lot of sick people out of there, spiritually sick, including me.
Yeah, I'm not around mostly, but I know what you're saying.
You know, and they view shit the bad way.
Yeah, we're all doing something like that. It's mm-hmm. the worst offense, I guess, is towards one's other creatures that have no recourse to. You know, it's like the guy goes in and kills some person just
right.
to get a few dollars out of their wallet.
Oh, yeah.
That's different than the abuses of jealousy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're sending bad thoughts to some of the cat because he's got the grooviest telly in the world. You know,
right.
The all-time
yeah,
brain.
The self-seeking stuff is what I'm trying to work out, making sure it's not, so I'm not self-seeking. kept trying to live that way. And we've talked about this in the past, resentment and shit like that. It just kills me up, man. It makes me fucking nuts. So
that's why I finally came over here today. Right. I just couldn't beat my emotions. Good for you. I said, we'll just deal with it in a different way.
Yeah, sometimes it's good to walk.
I just had to. Couldn't do it. I really begged. I was praying. During the lesson, like, help me out, man. And it just, the message was, get out of here.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It's okay. No, I mean, I can deal with it.